Welcome. Today we're discussing a game-changing tool for Python developers, UV. It's a package and project manager that's supposedly way faster than pip.
Hold on, way faster? Like how much faster are we talking?
The video claims almost 100 times faster in certain situations. It handles virtual environments, dependencies, everything, all in one place.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how do you get this UV thing set up?
Super simple. Just pip install UV. Mac, Linux, Windows. It works across the board. Just remember to restart your terminal after.
Got it. Install, restart. What's next?
Well, you can manage different Python versions right from the terminal. UV Python list shows what's available. UV Python install 3.x.x installs a specific version. It's crazy fast.
So, no more messing around with virtual env or venv.
Exactly. To run a script, just type uv run main.py. You can even specify the Python version directly. uv run dash python 3.9.21 main.py. Pretty slick, right?
That's remarkably convenient. What about dependencies?
Ah, yes. Dependencies. Use the dash dash with flag. Like, uv run dash with rich dash with requests main.py. It installs them on the fly.
No more requirements txt files. Hallelujah.
Even better, you can embed these options directly into your script as comments. Uvinit dash script main.py dash python 3.9.21 will add the necessary comment. Then just add dependencies with uvit add dash script main.py rich.
So UV reads those comments and sets everything up automatically?
Precisely. Now, for projects, use uvinit. This sets up a whole project structure, including a pyproject.toml file, which replaces your requirements.txt.
Pyproject.toml. I see. And adding dependencies?
UV add requests does the trick. Removes them with UV remove requests. It even handles virtual environments automatically in a .venv directory. You don't have to touch it.
Wait, so if I change my dependencies in pyproject.toml, how does the virtual environment stay synced?
UV sync, it's like magic. Or you can just run your script with UV run. It syncs automatically in the background. There's also UV lock, which creates a lock file for consistent environments across teams, similar to package lock.json in Node.js.
This almost sounds too good to be true. Any downsides?
Well, the video mentioned TensorFlow needing a specific Python version. If a package isn't available for your project's Python version, UV will let you know, and you might need to adjust. But honestly, that's pretty standard dependency management stuff.
I see. Interesting. But overall, it seems incredibly efficient. So, what's the final verdict? Should everyone ditch pip and jump on the UV train?
If you're tired of managing virtual environments and slow dependency installations, absolutely. UV streamlines the entire process, making Python development faster and more enjoyable. And hey, if you really need pip, you can still use it within UV with UV pip, though I doubt you'll want to go back. Well, that's all for today's discussion on UV. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.